And the Toddcast commences.
Greetings, everyone.
Greetings.
Brian and John here.
Greetings.
Again. Boring your ears off.
Greetings.
Your ear holes.
With Tang. I like Tang. All right, so.
Get ready for a super fast, super ultra.
What?
Podcast.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
Fast.
No. All right, so we have some stuff coming up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be another quick one this week. Mostly because, like, we're both really, really, really beat from work this week. It's been a really crazy week. So, some events coming up. Tomorrow, the 22nd, at Correct. The Mills.
Right here at the Mills.
Grand Prix Indianapolis, standard constructed, $25 entry.
500. Indianapolis, 500.
No.
I'm just trying to confuse everybody.
There are many laps. No, and then Sunday, same exact thing, but at C3, round one starts at noon. My first official head judging is on Sunday.
Exciting.
It's going to be crazy. Cray cray. Then Saturday the 5th, free graphic novel day.
September 5th, yes.
September 5th. Sorry, that's 2 weeks out.
Right.
So
that's chain wide, right?
Chain wide free graphic novel day. So you come in, just for coming in, you get a free graphic novel.
Off of the table or wherever it is per store. Select yeah.
We're going to have giant selections everywhere. You get a free one just for coming in. If you like one, another one, you can buy it for $5 and then get another one off that rack for five or for free. So theoretically, you come in with $20. You walk out with 7, 8, 9 trades. Well, $20 plus tax. Yeah. But anyway.
And that still applies also to normal trades off the wall. You buy one of them, you get one off free off the table and stuff like that.
Right. Also on that day at the Mills is Grand Prix Pittsburgh, our first chain, the first in our chain Grand Prix Pittsburgh trials for Magic. It's modern. It's $25. Cool. It's also going to be crazy.
Yep.
I am not head judging for that one. You're not. I'm floor judging that one.
Okay.
We're actually going to have a level two by the name of Brian Rapp here. He's real cool. I got to meet him. He's been a super awesome coach for me and a couple other level ones and for Dan being a level two.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to basically most of that day is going to be observing level two, Dan as a level two being head judge. And then he's going to coach him to get his level two. So we're going to have a level two in house, which would be great.
Cool.
But then after that, on the 6th, so the day before Labor Day, the last day to wear white, Cranberry's Labor Day cookout. This is going to be ridiculous. I'm talking $5 shirts.
Nice.
Like, just like blowout toys, dollar books, free hot dogs, a Magic draft, a HeroClix tournament, like 10% off toys, 20% off Silver Age. Like just stupid awesome. I think it's 30% off back issues. I think, don't quote me on that one yet. But go up to Cranberry, see Ken. He'll give you the lowdown.
Right.
And he and I are going to be cooking out back the whole
Slaying
day.
Burgers and dogs around everywhere.
No burgers.
Dogs. Oh, just dogs.
Just dogs,
okay.
Dude.
Whatever.
Maybe if you're lucky, maybe I will buy some kind of awesome sausages and bring them.
What
like
if
I
someone
did last
brings
time.
Their own patty? Will you cook it for
me? I will totally do that. If you bring your own stuff for me to cook, I will throw that on the grill, yo. That'll be fun. Then after that, the weekend after that is Wizard World Pittsburgh. We're going to be at the David L. Lawrence hanging out. We have like this astronomically large booth. Todd and I were talking about it yesterday. It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really big booth.
That's funny. Well, more stuff to bring then. That's good.
Right? So that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Come on out and see me. I'll be at the booth. Then the following weekend is the Silver Age sale, which is always the weekend after Wizard World. 40% off. 40. That's almost 50% off.
You're good.
All Silver Age. All Silver Age. So if you see that giant size X-Men that's up in Cranberry, boop.
40% off.
40% off. If you want to pick up that Green Lantern number one that's also in Cranberry, boop. 40% off. If you want to get some kind of sweet Batman back issue or Silver Age issue that everybody has, boop. Oh, and Butler will have Silver Age for the booping.
For the booping. Okay.
For the booping. And then the weekend after, or also that same weekend, that Sunday, is our Comic Cave sale, which is in Elwood. It's the VFW. It should be cool enough outside that it won't be super hot in there like it was yesterday when I was in there.
Yeah.
But there's a whole bunch of new stuff in there. Come on up and dig. There's going to be even more stuff in there in the next couple weeks because Todd's buying a machine.
Yes, he is.
Like, he told me yesterday, he's like, next couple weeks, semi, parking it out front. I'm like, thanks, dude. It's like, what am I going to do with a semi of comics? He's like, unload it, sell them. I'm like, thanks, Todd. So, but yeah, that's my boss for you. Real quick, while we're still in, like, I'm finding all this stuff on the website under events. You can also find ndcomics.com. And then on the top right, you can click events, find all those events. There's a little bit of detail on each one. If you want the real deal detail, go to each store's Facebook, check those out. They're available also on the far right of the main page of each individual store. And if you want to see what came out this week, click new releases. That'll take you to that. It updates every Monday. We're actually not going to go over that this week because it takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a big week, but definitely check it out. There's some cool stuff. And then also like our gaming events, if you want to check out more information about the GPs, and then also Three Rivers Comic Con, which is our new big 2-day con we're putting on in May. So make sure you check out all of that fun. So, all right, let's talk some comics. I'm going to go first.
Go ahead.
So my first comic is DC Comics Bombshells number one.
Mm-hmm.
So we have sold out of this comic.
Yes. Here we did.
Sold. Yeah, we sold out of it. Actually, I think chain-wide we sold out of this book. So the second prints are coming in soon. So it was written by Margaret Bennett and Aunt Lucia did the cover art. And the regular art was Margaret Savage. So this book is kind of cool. It's like World War II era. All the dudes are off fighting the war. And, like, Batwoman is, like, patrolling Gotham and, like, saving people. And she saves Bruce Wayne's parents from getting killed in the alley. Like, that's how it starts out.
Oh, wow.
And then you find out that she's still dating Maggie. And they're, like, and Maggie's, like, the commissioner almost because Commissioner Gordon would have been drafted.
Okay.
And they're just like, oh, I wish I could help in the war.
Never happened then.
Right.
Okay.
This whole world is based in the Bombshell universe.
Right.
So, which is really cool. It's kind of like pinup-y art, too. Yeah. Like, the whole book is, though.
Right, yeah. I flipped through it. So, like, was the Bombshell... I mean, obviously, that was a universe created for just right now. Because Bombshell were just alternate covers, variant covers for fun, based off of old World War II, like, what they would
the
paint on the side
stuff,
of...
stuff, yeah.
Yeah, paint on the side of the planes and stuff. So, that was just a for fun, and then they decided to make it into a series, right?
Well... if you've read Multiversity and you have the Multiversity guidebook,
which I did not,
you know that seven of the universes were not named.
Oh, okay.
So this could totally be one of those universes.
Okay.
But so the rest of the book, like half of it's Batwoman, mm-hmm. and then the other half is Supergirl. And she's in Russia, like her and her stepsister in Russia, and they're fighter pilots, and they're in pilot school, and something happens and the plane starts to blow up and like Supergirl flies out and grabs her sister and drops her to the ground and they're like, oh no, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, so it's very interesting to see that. And then there's a Wonder Woman piece in there too, where, Trevor, what's his name? The guy who's always in the Wonder Woman books could never remember. It's Trevor. Something Trevor.
Okay. Anyway,
he's a fire pilot and they have like this, they fight like the Japanese over this island that they that shouldn't exist.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, like all the Amazons are like flying through the sky, like shooting arrows at them and like killing people with swords.
Jeez.
And like the plane's all wrecked and all the dudes are dead and they're laying in the water and he's just like, oh no, Steve Trevor. That's it.
Okay.
And Steve Trevor's like, oh, you're the one who like flew around. How did you do that? Whatever. And he's like, she's like, this one's alive. And they take him prisoner. And that's where that one kind of leaves off. But it's, and she's like, why would you fight wars over like over our island and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, this island shouldn't exist. Like, we don't know what's going on. So it's kind of a cool little like twist of like retelling of things.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool, and I think, like, I'm a huge Batwoman fan, mm-hmm. so I was like, I'm going to check it out just for Batwoman. It's probably, like, some of the best written Batwoman, like, since J.H. Williams left Batwoman. Like,
interesting.
It's very, very, very good. Like, I thought the book was fun. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cute. I thought it was very, like, World War II era vibe. Like, even the humor mm-hmm. was World War II era vibe.
Okay.
And, like, there's, like, the Women's Baseball League where they're playing baseball. Mm-hmm. And they all have masks on. Mm-hmm. And, like, her cousin, who is Flamebird, also she's playing on the other team. And one of them is, like, the Gotham Knights and the other one's, like, Gotham Stallions or something. Yeah. So it's kind of cool, like, how they interweaved all this cool stuff into this, like, old 1940s vibe. So,
sounds fun.
Check it out. Second prints are coming. We definitely want you guys to pick it up.
Yeah. And the artwork is really beautiful because, like I said, I flipped through it and it's standard for, like, the covers. It matches. It's really good.
Yeah. It's definitely really good. So.
Okay. So I just grabbed two off the wall here.
Off the wall?
One, because our manager, Ryan, is a big Uber fan.
So I'm like, let me try checking it out.
Yeah, let me try Uber. I barely even finished it. I just kind of skimmed the last couple pages because I'm like, it's way too talky. Way too wordy. And like,
it's Kieran Gillen, right? Is that the writer? Kieran Gillen?
Yep. Yeah. So the artwork's good.
He is kind of talky, but he's cool.
And it's just like, well, it's not so much that it's just that it's talky. Like, I mean, I like reading novels, so I don't have a problem with words, but it's extremely dry. Mm-hmm. And now, granted, I'm coming in on issue 27. So
right.
I know nothing is going on. I have no idea what this is about. But, I mean, clearly it's a World War II era thing as well, because it looks like the way things are being talked about and stuff. It's just that apparently both sides have, you know, Ubermen, which are like, you know, superheroes of the time.
Like they're Captain America's kind of.
Yeah, but they're just enhanced and all that, and they have, like, sort of have powers of some sort.
Right.
But, yeah, it's just, like, they're just prattling on about, like the it even says, like, you know, issue 27, propaganda. And it kind of feels like that, but it's just, like, this one block of text is, like, the 4.8 build cruiser's deception had prevented them from being truly tested in the field, with the exception of the engagement with 5.1 destroyer HMN Dunkirk. I'm like, what in God's name am I reading? It's just...
That's pretty funny, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, it's just pretty boring. I don't want to say it's bad, because, again, coming in at 27, I can't hold that against it. But at the same time, it's like most stories, I think a good story
mm-hmm.
should be able to intrigue you even if you're coming midway through. If you just get a snippet of it, you should be able to be like, that seemed kind of cool.
Right. You know,
there's been plenty of these issues that I've read I've just grabbed off the wall at, like, 13 or 16. It's like, that's how I got into Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just grabbed one for fun because everyone loves Harley. And I'm like, whatever. But it was so funny, and it was an interesting storyline, and I wanted to know more about it, so I went and got Volume 1.
Right.
You know, so coming in midway when I read the Ms. Marvel title, I liked the humor in it, you know, and the funny spaceship she was in. You know, and I haven't gotten back and read that yet, but it was still interesting. Like, I could see why people enjoyed it so much.
Right.
This, I'm like... Yeah, I don't know what the heck that is. So,
I read the first issue and I was like, I'm kind of not on board with this. It was just very, it was very weird.
Mm-hmm.
But
so whatever,
whatever. Mm-hmm. Go Avatar.
Love everything, yeah.
Ryan likes it.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So my next book is Beauty, and this is a Image book. It's number one.
Nice.
By Jeremy Hahn, Jason Hurley, and John Rosh. So this. Book is really kind of cool. So it starts out where, like, it's a lot of monologue, and the monologue is reading, and it's like in this universe it's similar to our own, but there's a new STD that makes you really pretty.
Okay.
And they call it the beauty.
Okay. Right?
And then all of a sudden this girl on a subway just bursts into flames.
Mm-hmm.
And she had the beauty. And she just, like, burned from the inside out. And it gave, like, they say, like, you get, like, a weird fever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's, like, this old detective guy and, like, his wife, girlfriend, and, like, he's on the case, and his partner is also on the case, and she ended up getting the beauty. Mm-hmm. Like, you find out she had the beauty. And like the weird doctor that works for them, or that's part of the EPA, like, is just like kind of a bitch. And they just like, you know, they're trying to like get in touch with like some people that watched everything, and you know, you find out that like the partner girl didn't even want the beauty, like she just accidentally got it, like a real STD. Mm-hmm. And then you find out that like a lot of these people, you can trace them back to it's like a beauty house where people it's basically like a giant orgy house, and it's where people are go to basically try to get beauty, because over half the population has the beauty. And there's awesome picture of this dude with like a big pig head, mm-hmm. where he's like in a G-string. It's hilarious. And you can obviously tell there's people that have not had the beauty yet.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so they find this dude, they run him down. It's very like CSI or like old Dick Tracy, where they're just like running after people, like, you know, hunting them down like cops. They shoot the dude in the throat, so he can't really answer any of their questions.
Nice job there.
And he's like, crap. So the cop goes home and he's like, well, shit, like, I have had a really bad day. So sleeps with his wife or girlfriend or whatever, wakes up in the morning because the phone rang, and he's got the beauty in the morning.
He's much better looking.
Yes. It's kind of a neat vibe, mm-hmm. and a neat story.
Interesting, yeah.
It's definitely creepy to think, like, if this actually ever happened, like, how many people would want to get this STD? Oh,
you know, people. I mean, it would be an epidemic within, like, weeks of it being discovered.
Right.
People pay to find, like, hey, you have it, I'll pay you to sleep with me. I get it. Yeah, it would be crazy.
Right. So it's very, very weird, but really kind of cool and creepy.
Does it give any indication to how long the beauty has been? You said, like, half the country.
It's been around, like, years? I think they said, like, it was found a couple years previous.
Okay.
2 years ago. The very first line is, 2 years ago, a new sexually transmitted disease took world by storm. The STD was unlike any others that had come before, the disease that people actually wanted. Victims of this epidemic were physically changed by the virus. Fat melted away, thinning hair returned, skin blemishes faded, and their facial features slimmed. It became known as the beauty. Like, it's just like a very cool concept. I really kind of dug it. I wanted to check it out because it was new,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, what is going on with this cover? Like, because it looks like a girl who's been burned from the inside out.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm going to check it out. And really glad I did. I'm probably going to pick up the rest. So.
Yeah, that is a very cool concept.
Yeah, definitely check it out.
All right, my second book is The Unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
Yay.
By Marvel. And so we got your team of North Henderson and Renzi. So first off, I do not like the art style at all. Like, it's very bad cartoony. Like, it's not, I mean, not only is it cartoony, which I don't mind, but it's bad. It's like, just kind of looks like, you know, honestly, it looks like just a webcomic. Like, some just Joe Schmo is making a webcomic, and here it is.
Right.
And in that form, it's cool, because then it's individual, it's unique for that webcomic. But this, it's like, I don't know. So the premise is, and this is issue number 8.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming off of a story where apparently there's some squirrel god, so to speak, called, almost sounds like Ragnarok, but it's like something. And basically, she got released from her cage in Asgard and went to Earth and is screwing stuff up. And you kind of jump in with, like, one of Squirrel Girl's friends had somehow gotten to Asgard, and she's with Thor, female Thor, and Odin's son, you know, normal Thor.
Right.
They're trying to figure out how this creature got out and what to do. Because it's literally a giant, weird black and orange squirrel creature, probably like the size of like 2 elephants, like lengthwise and stuff.
Right.
And she can control people's minds if she gets close enough to like whisper in your ear. Plus, she's just like super strong and like has claws. So Squirrel Girl and two other rookie heroes are fighting her. And Squirrel Girl apparently, like, stole Spider-Man's web shooter somehow, and she's webbing it up, and it seems like she's kind of winning, but then in the...
Well, that's cool.
The creature had also mind-controlled the crowd, and so the crowd starts to free her and stuff. Meanwhile, on Asgard, you find out that Loki is the reason, but it's, like, young, kind of good Loki, so he's like, yeah, sorry, my bad. You know, back in the day, I had, like, a lot of machinations going, and you kind of forget about them.
Right.
So I set things in motion and forgot about this one. So, you know, I'll help you put her back. And it's funny, because, like, the one friend is, like, kind of like a fangirl of stuff, and she's a fan of Loki, and Loki's like, oh, hey, how you doing, all this stuff, and she's like, hey, I'm a fan of some of your work, and he's like, wow, such honesty, I love it. You know, I'm a, name your favorite celebrity, I'm really good with impersonations, because Shapeshifter and all. And Odison's like, look, we don't have time for this crap, and the girl's like, Cat Thor, Odison is the cat, and she's like, and Loki's like, the girl's name is Nancy Whitehead. Nancy, where have you been all my life? And he changes into a giant cat version of Thor.
Oh, man.
And, like, Thor gets annoyed, and he's like, stop that. And he's like, no. You know, I like this now. This is, what's the matter? You don't like my new normal regular head? Because this is totally my new regular head now. He's just a giant cat with Thor's helmet on. It's funny.
That's pretty funny.
And then, like, Thor at one point is like, you're making the head bigger. You're doing it on purpose. It's like, I don't know what you're talking about. You know? So the writing is very funny. It's very weird, but
that
good.
Book's been really solid since the beginning.
Yeah, and so. That's why I grabbed it, because I know everyone loves it.
Did you notice, like, the thing in the very bottom of the pages?
I did not see those.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to check those
There's
out.
There's, like, even more, like, it, like, whatever's going on this page, like, read the bottom. Like, just read it out loud and read what it says.
People with Bluetooth headsets, sorry for making them pop off your head in surprise right now, just as monocles did in times of yore.
They're, like, really ridiculous. Yep. Like, every single issue has random stuff like that on the bottom.
That's awesome.
It's great.
The one shot I love is, like, so they're like, Loki's like, yeah, I'm going to help you guys do this, but we can't beat her if we get close to her because she mind controls everybody,
right.
Even us. Like, she would take care of the Asgardians. And so Nancy, like, it's a shot where it's Thor, Loki, and Nancy, and it's like just a close up of all their heads, and like Loki's head is huge, cat, and he's like, and they're like, oh, but we can't do this, and she's like, look, I know this is probably like a really good reason why not, and this is gonna be stupid, but can't we just wear earplugs? And then the next shot is just Thor and Loki just get looking at her,
like what?
Like,
shut up.
Yeah, it's just like. We would have thought of that, you know? And the best is because look at
I know.
Loki with the giant cat head. The cat eyes are just like just out of the side.
It's like Grumpy Cat almost.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good. So anyway, they go back and fight it, and it's, you know, Squirrel Girl wins. But it's just because she's unbeatable.
Right.
It's cute. Obviously. It's, like I said, if the artwork was better, I'd probably love it a lot more. But it is a cute.
I think the artwork works for the book, though.
Well, that's, because it's kind of silly.
And yeah, and that's the only reason why. But I actually was talking to the Xenoscope people about this book because I like the fact that they drew her like an actual woman. Like, they didn't make her, like, super skinny.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Uber sexy thing.
Yeah,
they drew her, like, very natural looking, and that's really cool.
Like an athletic, normal girl that would, like, run around and...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Because, Is that it about the book?
Yeah, okay. I mean, if you're into it, I mean, it's something that you might want to check out for fun. I would recommend it, yeah.
It's a lot of fun. So, Xenoscope was here over the week to promote their new book,
Van Helsing vs. Dracula.
It did. And so I went out after with them, and we were talking about stuff, and we talked about how, you know, some people think that the interiors of the books aren't going to be very good because of the exteriors. And we talked about this last week a little bit.
Yeah.
About, like, how all the covers are.
I talked to her about that.
Yeah.
When she was
how,
here.
Like, all the covers are basically just, like, these scantily clad ladies.
Cheesecake. Yeah, it was just.
And, it was very cheesy. And she said that that's actually one of the things our marketing department's talking about in making the main cover, like, a true cover to the book where it's, like, not that kind of deal, but still showing the strong, independent, main character of the book being who's all female. Like, every single book is all female leads. And I was really like, yeah, I really like how that you're all female and stuff. And a lot of the stuff that I had always felt, like how I felt their universe got too big for a while and the story started to struggle. And they've been trying to rein it in. And she's like, yeah, that's exactly what's going on. Like, we're trying to do that. It's trying to come back. You know, a lot of cool stuff's going on. She told me a lot of stuff that I'm not allowed to talk about that's really cool that's coming up with Xenoscope. Mm-hmm. But, like, their stories, like, have gotten a lot better in the last couple of years. They've brought on a lot of new writers. And someone I forgot they brought on was Meredith Finch, who's writing Wonder Woman.
Oh, wow.
And Dave did the cover for one of the covers for Little Mermaid. Like, mm-hmm. she wrote Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
And that book has, like, blown apart, like, blown everything else out of the water. Like, it's hard to keep in stock. It's really well written. And then the other next one is, like, the Robin Hood series.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really, really good. And, like, she was real cool. Like, a lot of people got cool grab bags. She actually gave me one because, like, I helped set it up. She gave me and a couple of the guys that work here, like, mm-hmm. like a couple graphic novels. And, like, yeah. we got, like, a lot of us got Robin Hood because yeah. they wanted us to read it so that we can check it out. And, like, I read the first couple pages, and then I, like, fell asleep the other day. And it was really good. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow. So I might review the rest of it, you know, next podcast if cool. I have time to read it all before then. All right, so.
Now, what is all this in your
Okay,
your
so.
I'm intrigued here.
So the other day we're talking about if Marvel and DC and other companies did the worst movies, like did movies for like some of the worst characters,
mm-hmm.
like what would they be? So I pulled up this thing. It's like 27 terrible characters, like terrible solo characters.
Okay.
Things that aren't on here, like the weird one-shot people, mm-hmm. like Slapstick, who right. would be hilariously bad.
Yes.
And like Howard the Duck. Oh, wait, he had a movie.
Yeah. So these are like the Morts from DC and Marvel.
Kind of.
Because I don't remember. I think it was one of the encyclopedias I've read, like a billion Marvel encyclopedias. Somewhere the term Morts have been coined for bad superheroes and villains.
Yeah.
From like someone that, like a character that was named Mort something.
Yeah.
I can't remember who he was, but.
Okay, so I'm going to skip around because some of these I'm not
100%. I don't agree with number 27, really.
Okay, so number 27 is Jubilee. I don't feel that she would be a good standalone character, but I think she's great in a team book.
Yeah.
Even if a team up book,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't really like her as a character until she became a vampire. So
I think she would be cool.
I think she would be a good TV show. Like a tween style TV show.
Could be, yeah.
Like Teen Wolfy kind mm-hmm. of vibe. Yeah, I think that would be cool. The next one's Vibe, which is funny because he's on Arrow.
Yeah.
Or Flash, yeah. And Arrow, yeah. But he's on Flash, and we'll hopefully see him actually do something with the powers this year. So then there's the Red Bee.
Never even heard of.
Yep. Hit comics from the 40s. He is really just terrible. Like he throws trained bumblebees, a trained bumblebee named Michael at his victims.
Okay. Is he a good guy or a bad guy?
Luckily for us, they killed him off. He was, I think.
Well, you said victim, so I'm guessing he's a bad guy.
Bad guy. Yeah. It just says powerless vigilante.
Oh, okay.
I assumed he was a bad guy, but all right, so the next guy is kind of fun. NFL Super Pro.
Right, which, yeah.
So, as much as I think this would be, like, really kind of cool to see as, like, a Saturday morning cartoon,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be terrible.
Yes. You know what's funny? Let me just, I know we're going for
did
short.
Did you know Ron Friends did the art for that?
Really?
Yeah.
What, the Super Pro?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just skew off, because this fits perfectly. My friend Roy, who's a huge nerd like myself, he's the one I went to Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con with. He's also into a really big Pirates fan.
Yeah.
Like always has been, him and his dad.
Yeah.
So they were at the game like yesterday. I think he's going again tonight. So he were at the game yesterday.
The Star Wars game? Thursday?
I don't know.
Or Wednesday night? Mm. Was it Star Wars game?
I have no idea.
It was anyway. Like all the Star Wars guys came.
Oh, okay.
Wednesday. Anyway.
I didn't notice that. But anyway, he was at the game with like his wife and a bunch of their friends. So anyway, I was like, we were texting a little bit, and I said something like, well, enjoy the game, stupid jock. You know, nerds rule. You know, and he just, you know, he laughs. And he's like, yeah, I'm a jerd. Like a jock and a nerd together. So I was like, you know, so today he was saying something about that too. It's like, well, this game, if you were a jerd, you'd know about this game because it's like a video game that's like around, like you're in a, you're soccer related and you're like your car is trying to get, into a soccer net, these balls and stuff. But anyway, I thought it was funny because, like, there you go, a Jerd.
There you go.
Jerd. NFL Super Pro Super
Hero. Perfect book for the Jerds.
Yes, the Jerds love it.
All right. Dr. Spectro.
Never heard of it.
He, like, kind of he's, like, almost like a multi-lantern. He's from, like, Captain Atom.
Okay.
Where, like, he can make you feel differently by his light.
Oh.
But he's so terrible. Like, he's just really, really bad.
And there she is.
Squirrel Girl's on this.
I think she would make a fantastic television show.
I think she would be an excellent television show. I think she'd be
a
great cartoon show. Would even be better.
Oh, yeah.
If they did a cartoon show like they do the comic, it would be awesome.
It would be a huge Marvel win.
Yeah.
But I think a live action show could really work because she doesn't have real superpowers, so they wouldn't even
Yeah, but they have
expensive.
To do the tail all the time.
Oh, that's easy enough, you know.
And train a squirrel to hang out with her.
That's also easy enough, I think. I think in the grand
No! Tippy Toad! No. All right. Lady Stiltman.
Stiltman's got to be higher
Not
in the
Stilt
list,
Lady. Lady Stiltman.
That's hilarious. That's
yep. Yeah, course, this was pretty.
Spider-Man was the first appearance. Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah. She was pretty bad. The Wizard, which is a terrible
name, but.
Terrible villain from Marvel back in 1941. Pretty sure he was like a speedster, if I'm right.
I remember the name. I don't know anything about him.
Super speed because his blood was transfused with a mongoose blood.
Right, because that makes sense.
Right? But he died, I guess, in their thing. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's weird. That's really bad. The Almighty Dollar, who is the bad guy in NFL Super Pro.
Okay, well, sure.
So there you go.
Almighty Dollar, my goodness.
The Fiddler.
They don't even show a picture of the Almighty Dollar.
Right?
Almighty what is up with that?
I know, right? The Fiddler from All Flash 32. Yeah. He just plays fiddle, and he's pretty bad.
Okay.
He has hidden knives and guns everywhere.
but he focuses on the fiddle. That's
but he
where
fiddles while
him, yeah.
it, but he fiddles while he. That sounded terrible.
Yeah, but how do you
I'm gonna
how?
Stop.
Yeah.
And just go on to Bouncing Boy.
That's a DC right there.
Yeah, it's Action Comics. I think that'd be funny to like have him as like a weird, funny cartoon show. He's just like bouncing everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like what? Or how funny would he be on like Flash, like bouncing around the city? Oh, it'd be hilarious.
Yeah. The special effects. All right,
this is one of the best ones. The Walrus.
As in, like, Cuckoo Kachu, or?
As in,
Alice in
dresses
Wonderland?
Like a walrus.
Okay.
It's awesome because the picture they have of him is the, it's out of an X-Men book. And he's like, I beat them. Or it's out of the Defenders. I beat the Defenders. This is fun. I'm the greatest supervillain in the world.
Wow.
I think he showed back up as trying to be one of the nannies for Luke Cage and Jessica Jones at one point. Because I remember being like, is it the Walrus?
Yeah, I can see them throwing like, that in for a joke.
Yeah, it's weird. But it's hilarious. And like, so you can go to like the Marvel Wikipedia and like underneath his superpowers... It's funny because they actually mentioned it in here, and I checked to make sure it was there. I'm pretty sure it was the Wikipedia. It was one of the Marvel sites where they brought up like what their superpowers are, and it says like good at crossword puzzles.
Yeah,
so, like what? Ulysses Solomon Archer, US-1.
Okay,
that was just a really. I'm not even gonna go there. Like that was so bad. Blue Snowman from Sensation Comics fought Wonder Woman.
Wow, for like 5 seconds, I assume.
So, in the Wonder, if they do a Wonder Woman spinoff movie, a solo
you want
movie,
the Blue Snowman in there.
I want her
main villain.
I want her fighting Blue Snowman. I don't care if he's the main villain. I want her like maybe it's the beginning. Like
that's
the,
how
like
it starts. She just punches him out and it turns away. It's like, well, that was easy, you know.
Like she like he like wails her in the head with like some like giant cord cob pipe made of steel or something, and. Like, she's like, no, whatever, and, like, picks him up and, like, just, you know, beats his butt. And
I just think it would be better. It's like, I am the Blue Snowman. Just a rant.
Oh, yeah.
Other city will bow before like, he just walks up. Really?
Shut up.
He just walks off.
Just shut up. Get out of here. Yeah, that'd be like that'd be kind of fun to see in a movie. The Sportsmaster. Now, this guy first appeared in All-American Comics 85, so he was a Green Lantern villain originally. God. Like, an original Green Lantern villain.
Your picture shows him golfing.
Yeah. He is still around today.
What?
Yeah, like, he... I don't remember the last thing he was in, but I remember reading something that he was in not too long ago, and he's basically, like, the Taskmaster, except he's just good at every sport. Like, he's like, amazing at every single sport.
So he should just be rich and famous.
Right.
And be
no,
a villain
he wants to
kind.
Be a villain. He wants to shoot golf balls at people and throw lawn darts at people and things. So it's a great one, right? Aqualad.
Yeah. That.
This. So they like, make jokes about it in there. It's like, oh, look, it's Greg Brady. Oh, wait, it's just Aqualad. Well, that's less exciting. Wow.
Yep.
And Aqualad, like, first off, they need to do something good with Aquaman to do something with Aqualad.
Right.
But an Aqualad, like, I liked Aqualad when he was on the old Teen Titans show.
Okay.
And then when they did Teen Titans East, he was on that, which was really cool. I always thought those were kind of neat. Like, I thought that was a fun time, so. Number 11 is Cypher.
I don't know that I really consider that a bad one. I mean, he can understand any language. That's kind of a cool power.
Right?
I mean, he's not a field agent, but I mean, he's great for like...
Okay.
Like Oracle. He's kind of like an Oracle that sits back and help out the team.
Yeah, but like, with all of their like, uber translating mechanical stuff they have now, like in the comics, why do they need Cypher anymore?
I guess.
You know? And it's like, apparently he can't read body language very well, because he's always like, in and out of relationships. So, boom. There you go. The Black Condor, who's an old crack comics guy who was created by Will Eisner. Yeah. That's just a... Yeah. Yeah. So, this is a good one. This next one's a good one. Number 9. Asbestos Lady.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Aaron and I found her.
She's like, from Human Torch comics.
Yes,
yeah, like back in the day.
Somebody wanted that.
Yeah.
There was a woman that wanted the first appearance of Asbestos Lady and Asbestos Man in the comics. And we scoured the internet trying to figure out what the hell that was.
Yep.
And oh my God, it's real.
Human
yes,
Torch Comics 27.
That is hilarious. Because I think Asbestos Man died of cancer or something.
They
like
both
that,
do.
From the asbestos.
Or at least he does. I think she just like ends up being sickly. I don't think she's died
yet.
But
hilarious.
Asbestos Man died not too long ago, actually. Yeah. But
from his asbestos suit.
From his asbestos suit. Imagine that.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Like when I first heard about Asbestos Lady, I was like, what? And then I was like, eh. But how funny would that be to be like, things not to do ever. This TV show, Asbestos Lady.
Yeah.
Or like have her show up in like Captain America or something. Like that'd be funny. Like a flashback to Captain America. All right, 8 is Dollman, and he's actually come back a couple times with Phantom Lady, and they were both created by Will Eisner.
I think Dollman, I've seen those in the things, yeah.
He's just a really small dude. He's like the size of a doll.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? He's a pretty cool, like, I think he's fun, because he's almost like the Atom, but he doesn't get that small.
Right.
So, I like him. All of Section 8 is number 7, which I find hilarious because they just pressed Section 8 back into the DC proper.
Oh, nice.
They brought All-Star Section 8. Yeah. So this is like a bunch
of
like...
every character in Section 8 just counts as number 7.
Yeah. They're just a ragtag bunch of weirdos. Like, it's just very, very, very bizarre.
It's like basically like the Great Lake Avengers, which I'm sure is probably up there.
Oh, no. This is way better than the Great Lake Avengers.
Oh, okay.
Like way worse than the Great Lake Avengers. Great Lake Avengers actually was tolerable.
Really?
Yeah, I thought so. Like, Section 8 was just really bad. Prody.
I don't even know what that is.
From Adventure Comics from the 60s. He's like a low-level telepath, but he's just a giant mass, like a giant...
blob of protoplasm.
Protoplasm blob. All right, here's one of Aaron's. Here's Aaron's favorite one. If Aaron's listening to this, Arm Fall Off Boy.
What
from Secret Origins Volume 2, but he was part
of
like Legion of Superheroes at one point.
My power is my arm can fall off.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Yep. And
you just beat Superman, apparently.
Yeah, just throw it out there. Yeah. All right, the next one is pretty awesome because it's from Doom Patrol, and his name's Codpiece. So okay. I have to read the first part of this paragraph that describes him. Jesus H. Christ, look at that monstrosity unfolding before your eyes. And it is a dude. Okay, if you've seen Dust to Dawn.
Yes.
Think Sex yes. Machine.
Right.
But with a machine gun.
Down there.
Yeah.
In the codpiece, yeah.
Yeah. He what? Is the codpiece.
You should probably give props to the site that's doing this so that we know.
Oh, it's popculturemonster.com.
There you go. Okay.
All right. The next one is Jin Genie from X-Force. This was like a Peter Mulligan or Milligan and Mike Allred guy.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
Wait, the next one, number two, is
they can make seismic waves equal to the amount of alcohol in their system.
Okay.
That's what Jin Genie does.
Nice. 'Cause
she drinks. And then just goes, whoa, and makes little tremors.
Okay.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
All right. I Scream, EYE Scream.
Yeah.
Which was in Obnoxa the Clown versus the X-Men, which Obnoxa the Clown, I don't know why is it on this list, but right. It was freaking hilarious. It was terrible. So bad. So this guy can turn himself into any amount of ice cream.
How? Oh, my God.
How cool would that be? Like,
not you'd be eaten by people.
Well, yeah. right. But how funny would that be to see on like Ultimate Spider-Man, like the cartoon Ultimate Spider-Man?
Yeah.
It's like some dude like goes gets some ice cream, and all of a sudden it like screams at him, "What the hell?" And
dude jumps out.
What? All right, this is the best guy. Matter Eater Lad.
What?
That's from Adventure Comics 303, Jerry Siegel, John Forte. Yeah.
You know what I've noticed? I came across this like doing stuff in the back, like fronts, backs, guts and stuff.
Yeah.
I've noticed that like the Legion of superheroes and the Legion stuff like that
yeah.
have no
concept of whatever they're doing.
Well, no, but no concept of how to name a hero. Everybody is Lass or Lad yep. or
well, that
boy
was the deal.
Or man, and it was like,
yeah,
they're the most bland, horrible names. There's like one or two guys in there that was like
Cosmic had a, Boy, Earth
there was like
Boy.
A Timberwolf, I think, or something. Like, okay, that dude's got a cool name, but this is like Light Lass and Lightning Boy, and this is him. Like, what in the heck?
Yeah, but like that's okay. So you do know that it was created by Jim Shooter, and he was like 13.
I do not. And
yes.
Still.
Yes. The Legion, Superman and the Legion of Superheroes was created by Jim Shooter from Bethel Park.
Okay.
He was 13.
All right.
And DC Comics called his house and went, "We'd like to talk to Jim." So they put him on the phone. And he's like talking to him about stuff. And then like, "We want you to come to New York to talk to us."
I think you may have told me the
like,
story.
Yeah. And he's like, "Yeah, can you hold on? I need to talk to my mom." And they're like, "Oh, yeah, sure." So, like, then he's like, "My mom wants to talk to you." and they're like, "All right." So they're kind of confused. They're like, right. "Oh, okay." So she answers the phone and goes, "You do know my son's 13. And they were like, "Whoa, hold on." And they put her on hold. And then they're like they said there was like a good 15 minutes. And then they were like, "All right. We want both of you to come to New York and talk to us about this book."
Wow.
And that's how Jim Shooter started writing for DC Comics.
Okay.
So, and then he went on to tell us about how, like, when he went from DC to Marvel, like, DC was always very, like, suits and cigars and gin and, like, prim
Mad
and proper
Men,
guy. Yeah, Mad Men's. Very Mad Men-y.
Yeah.
And then he went into, like, Marvel and, like, dudes are, like, in shorts and sandals and there's, like, paper airplanes everywhere and just stuff everywhere. And he said it was a madhouse.
That's awesome.
But it was really cool. Like, hitting there, he wasn't, like, in a suit and was like, "What is going on here?" Stan Lee running amok.
Yep.
That's what he's doing. So, but that's it. Like how terrible are some of those characters, though?
Absolutely.
Like, how funny would it be to, like, have, like, a weird team-up of those guys? On, like, an episode or something, like, You know, mm-hmm. episode, like Ultimate Spider-Man, the cartoon would fit for a lot of those people.
Yeah.
Squirrel Girl actually would fit really well. Like I said, I think she would be a really good, like, Saturday morning cartoon.
I agree. Kids cartoon. I think she really would be.
She'd be a good, like, female lead character for them to look up to.
Yeah.
But, other than that, man, like, it's pretty ridiculous, the, some of the things that people come up with,
yep,
you know,
and make it into, like, it's like, it's one thing to come up with a stupid character, the yeah. guy like, hey, how about a guy turns himself into ice cream? That's great, Jim. Okay, so coming up next in Spider-Man, you know, whatever. It's like, what are you thinking?
Why did that
get past right. editorial, you know?
Well, there's some, well, I mean, especially in, like, the Vertigo and Image worlds, like, where it's just dudes did whatever they want because.
But most of these are all Marvel and DC.
I know, and that's the weirdest.
Like half, I don't think there was, like, one or two that weren't Marvel and DC.
Right, and that's the worst part. But, yeah. like, back in, like, the 40s and 50s, like, they were just kind of writing to write whatever.
Yeah, they were. I mean, it was really just a kids thing back then. It wasn't meant
to be. And they didn't know asbestos was bad for you yet.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
I mean, yeah, you kind of can't give them that one.
Whoops. Sorry, asbestos man and lady.
So weird.
So, other than that, that's pretty much it. We're still still working on the Three Rivers Comic Con stuff. It's, you know, it's coming along. Together. It's, you know, if you haven't signed up to follow the email, get on that because we're gonna start, you know, putting things out soon. So, yeah, just check it out. We have a lot of new names. We're gonna be announcing pretty soon too. So check it out.
Cool. And remember, we got the big magic events coming up this week, and
so many magic events.
Then, like, 2 weeks.
So many cons.
Yeah.
Oh, and, like, if you want to, like, we'll be vending at Baltimore if you're going to Baltimore. So come and check us out there. I know a lot of people from up there. So I'm talking to Jen about Baltimore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jen from Zaniscope.
Right.
And I said, "Do you know what my favorite thing about Baltimore is?" And she goes, "What?" And I go, "The guy outside that goes, ass, coot, coot, coot." And she goes, "I know, right? That guy's a freaking genius. He sells bottles of water for $1. They're freaking cold as hell. And if you go inside the building, they're $4. And cops don't bother him. Yeah. He's just making a mint every day. And he's sitting there with his bullhorn. Ass, coot, coot, coot. Ass, coot, coot, coot." And, like, I'm doing that right now. I'm starting to get excited to go to Baltimore. Like, and she just was like, "That was a great impression of him." I'm like, right? But it's gonna be a good time. We have a lot of friends to hang out with down there. I know a couple of our subs are already planning on going down. I was talking to him earlier about it this week.
Nice.
So come by the booth, say hi to me, you know. Let me know you're a listener, if you're a fan, if I haven't met you.
Yeah.
Because I know sometimes it's hard to find us in the sorts. Easier to find Brian.
Right. I'm
He's always
Mills,
in the Mills.
Yeah.
But if you're, you know, if you want to find me and say hi to me, meh, good luck.
And speaking of the Mills, just give you a quick knowledge there. We just got in a really awesome collection of Funko Pops.
Oh, nice.
And we put them out. There are a lot of really awesome exclusives in there and stuff we haven't had for a long time that we had sold out of.
Rock and roll.
So, yeah, if you're a Funko fan, definitely come over and check out the new selection.
Cool. And also, if you haven't been to Butler in a while, we've just recently moved the store around.
Mm-hmm.
So come on up and let us know what you think. It's a lot more open. It's a little brighter. It's kind of interesting, like, how everything fell into place. So, all right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Thanks for listening.